Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, and we're going to start right at the top. Now, we learned in the Mishnah the shiur of Melo Tarvad Rakav, and we know that that means a mate that had decayed. Now there is left a dust from the decayed matter, and we are told that a nazir indeed would be Megaleach to the exposure of the Melo Tarvad, which was the Melo Chafna from Melo Chofnaim, as the Shitas are. And the question that we have today in the Gemara is to define for us what precisely is required in order to have this very particular din of Rakav. So Tana Rabba. The Rabbanan explained that not every mate has Rakav, but rather what's considered to be Rakav is only and uniquely if a mate was allowed to decay without any other material that could possibly have been mixed in with the decayed matter. And then you would have rakav. But if the mate was even buried with clothing, then the clothing, because they decay, would have made it impossible for there to be rakav. Not because of the problem of not having enough rakav, but simply because that is not defined as rakav. So Tana Rabbanan Aizo Mate Sheishlo Rakav Mate Shenikbar Aron. The mate would have to have been buried naked, Ba'aron Shel Shayish, inside of a coffin that has nothing to decay in it, so it's made out of solid marble, or Al-Gabi Ritzpashel Avanim, or other stone. But I mean, the point is, there's nothing else that could have decayed that would have gotten mixed up. Zeh Omed Sheyesh Lo Rakav. But in a case of Nikvar Bichsuto, a body that was buried dressed, or it was buried Ba'aron Shel Eitz, it was buried inside of a wooden coffin where the wood itself decays and becomes dusty, then, or for that matter, if it was, the body was buried, Al-Gabi Ritzpah Shel Livenim, it was buried on top of a platform that was made out of brick, which tends to become dusty, instead of marble, so it decays itself into little tiny pieces on the surface. Zeh Omed She'ein Lo Rakav, this mate does not have Rakav by definition, and whatever dust is left doesn't have the din of Tumat Rakav mentioned in the Mishnah. Omer Ula, Ein Rakav El Haba Min HaBasar Min HaGidimu Min HaAtzamot. Furthermore, says Ula, when we're talking about Rakav, it cannot be just from a part of a mate that had only flesh of a mate that Rakav was near Kav, but rather the Rakav had to have been produced from a part of the body that had flesh, bone, and sinew. Eitve Rava Ula, says Rava, what then will you do with the Braita? The Braita says, Rakav Abemin Abasar Tahor. Now, the implication of the Braita is that Rakav that comes from only flesh is Tahor. The Mashma'ut is only from flesh it's Tahor. Amin Ha'etzim Tamei. But if it comes from bone, then it would be Tamei, even though there's no flesh. Rav Agav Deleka Basar. No, says the Gemara, you're reading that wrong. Imahachi. Rakav Abemin Abasar. What it means is, Rakav that results from flesh only is tahor, not the way you said it. That only from flesh it's tahor, but it's tameh if it's from etzem. It means it's from flesh alone, it's tahor unless there's also etzem. Achiyish etzem bibasar, so that's not enough is what it's saying to be flesh. Now wait a minute, but that still doesn't help you, because even if it would have etzem, halek a gidim. What are you going to do about the fact that there, according to Ula, needs to be a third ingredient, which is sinew? Well, that's not a problem. I don't have to mention that. Because Eev Shalab Basar Latzamod Balogidim. There's no case of a body part where you're going to have Basar and Etzah without some type of connective tissue that counts as skin. Of course, that the question is, as Tosis points out, so why bother in Ula's statement to mention separately the Gidim? So as Tosfos asked, the question would be, so why then does Ula have to mention it if it doesn't ever occur? He points out, it does occur. We've had a case in which there are no gidim, and that's the case of a neifa. That's not what we're referring to here, but in the event that a neifa would die and is buried and becomes rekev, that rakav is not mitami, because it wouldn't be. In that particular case, it wouldn't be basar gidim hatzamot, in the case where it was too young to have formed gidim. Omrib Shmuel Bar Abba, Omrib Yochanan, Shnei Meitim Shkavram Zeim Zeh, two dead bodies that were placed together in a common grave, Nasu Gilgalim Zeh Lezeh, they become mixtures, one for the other. That's Bavel can call it Shom Nidgalgilu and Nidbalbalu. So there's a Lashna mixture that involves Gilgal as well. And they become now mixtures one into the other. There is a technical term for something that takes away the din of Rika, which one can't help but suspect might have been the original term here, which became corrupted, and that is ganglion. Ganglion. Now, ganglion, of course, is still in use because it comes basically from the Greek. The ganglion is called today a ganglion, as it is a concentration of interconnected cells, nerve cells particularly. So the same thing would be over here, that it becomes an interconnection. It was a mixture, and therefore not considered to be pure rakaf, because the rakaf has to be pure rakaf from one mate. Mativ, mative Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, how do you then explain the brayta? The brayta says, beferush, rakaf abba mishnei metim tameh. Even rakaf, which comes from two bodies, is tameh. Marava, what's the connection? Two bodies where each of them were buried separately. Yes, I mean, so there each one is a rakav. Now the two together equal a malot arvad rakav. Fine, that's okay. We're not saying that the rakav, in terms of the shiur of the rakav, can't come from two meitim. We're just saying that if there were two meitim together, they do not form rakav lahalacha. So therefore, there's a big difference, says Rava. Here it's talking about shekavru zebifnei atzma, the zebifnei atzma of here kiva. That's talking about where the dead were buried individually, became rakav, and then together the shir amdu am malot arvad rakav, which both together now equal one shir of a tarvat, and that we saw before, either is the equivalent of malochofnav or malochofnaim. But in any event, it's talking about that each one of the bodies was a chatzi tarvat. We'll see why we want to specifically take a case of this and not just where part of the rakav was mixed. It's only because it tells us additional chidushin, not because it's essential to be this way, as we'll see later. Omer Rabba Bar Rachonam Rabbi Yochanan Gazas Saro. For that matter, even if prior to burial you cut off the hair of the mate and then buried that hair together with the mate, but not attached to the body in one coffin, the Kvaro Imo, then that hair itself would be Nasro Gilgalin or Ganglion. Now it says in the Mishnah in Oilot, Kol Shev Emet Tamei, anything which is part of a mate is Tamei, but not Chutz Min HaShinayim VaSeyar VaTziporin, but not things that are not living. So in other words, living tissue is Metamei when it's dead. But if you're talking about keratin or other formations, such as Shinayim, or calcium formations, Seyar Tziporin, where over there, it's not really considered to be live tissue. So hair, fingernails, teeth are not metame. However, if they are connected to the body, shat chiburan, then they're kulam tameim because they're considered to be no less than a yad. Yad means anything that is used, that is normally there, that you would touch something with, and that would be a yad to the mate here. Boy, Chizkia, what Chizkia wants to know is, taking that in consideration, sa'aro ha'omed l'goleach, or the tzipor na'omed l'gazeiz mai. How about if that hair was of the length that it was going to be cut? Or that fingernail was of the length that it was going to be cut, but it wasn't cut. Mai. The Rush, by the way, points out that there must be some type of standard shear of what is meant to be cut. It's otherwise, I mean, what would that mean? That the intent was to cut it specifically, or in this particular case, would be a different shear in each case? Okay, that is not clear. But in any event, if it was omed l'gazeiz, do we say that the very fact that it isn't meant to have remained on that body means it's no longer considered to be a yad to the mate, or mechuber to the mate, than be tameh? Do we say, look, I mean, the bottom line is, what is its current status? If it's connected to the body, then it's metane. Some learn, by the way, that this question over here was not in terms of the Mishnah about whether it's considered to be b'shat chiburan, but rather the question over here was whether it would be Nasa the ganglion, which the Rush points out is a little bit difficult to believe, that it would be Nasa ganglion even though it was Mechumer, because then what would be the point of having mentioned the Mishnah first? I mean, we're not interested in that whole piece. It would be completely irrelevant. Must be, therefore, that it's coming to address the question that is being raised over here by Chizkiah is addressing the Mishnah that we quoted in Ahalot. Now, the Gemara now wants to bring a raya, the Nifshet Lemin Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Why can we not bring it from the quote that Rabba Bar Bar Chana just said before about Rabbi Yochanan, that the sailor of a mate that was Nigzaz is called Ganglion? So let's also be Medayek, since he says over there, Taima de Mishum de Gazaz. It's only because it was actually cut. Halo Gazaz lo. But if it wasn't actually cut, so then even though it's Omid de Gazaz, it wouldn't be Nasa Ganglion or Gilgalin, because it's considered to be part of the mate. And therefore, the answer would apply to this case as well. It's considered to be a part of the mate, and therefore would be Mitani. No, says the Gemara Chikama. Perhaps the intent of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan was, look, I want to get into this question. In other words, I'm asking about where Gazaz. If Gazaz, for sure, Hareza Gilgalin. But as far as the question of Lo Gazaz, I don't know myself, Mibayla. I mean, that's something that should be asked. And indeed, comes along Nachiski, and he asks it. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi, I have another question, says Rabbi Yirmi. How about Rakav Abba Min Ha'akev Mahu? I mean, you spoke about the idea of parts of the mate that are not living tissue. And they are considered to be now a chelik of the mate as long as they're mechuber. So now, I mean, the question is, there are parts of the actual body that are not really living cells. I mean, what about the heel, which is a lot of dead skin? So how about if you would have a rakav that basically comes from the heel? Now, it's kikamina rakav abami kule mate. Is the halacha about rakav? It's coming from all of the basar hamed. But if it would be the atimina akev lo, if the rakav is coming from dead flesh, then it would not be metami, because it never had chiyut even while the mate was alive. Oh, dioma loshna, or perhaps look. I mean, it's not initially not living cells, so. That's also, that's just a slow process of decay. It started to decay, so to speak, even in life. Toshma, says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Oshaya. We can learn it from the following Braita, that Rakav Abba Mishnei Meitim Tamei. So we said before, and here's where we see why we wanted to understand that and make it clear that what was talking about was we're both Meitim together equal precisely the Shir Malo Tarvat. How can you be certain if you're telling me that if it includes Basara Akev, so then in each one of these Meitim, you would have had to be Misupak that this Rakav did not come from the Akev? So apparently what it's talking about over here, according to Tosfos, is where the dust that we see is not the entire remains. The dust has also itself been further reduced through simple fungus and things like that, ash. So it's been eaten by larvae. And so therefore, how do you know that what you have over here is that you have exactly that? It could be that what you have is from the akev. And therefore, how do you know that you have a shear? So let's think about it. Either irkev kulei made. No. If lamaisa, the entire body had in fact decayed, and that decay reached the akev, and it too decayed, Hachinami, there would be no question that the Rakav is also mitztarev to the Shiur. That's not the issue over here. That bright that was talking about the decay of two bodies, and Lahacha, the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah had raised was Davke talking about Kigon the Irkiv Chad Eve, Vika'ati Derech Akev. It's talking about that the body as a whole did not decay. What decayed was the area of the foot, which was near the Akev. And what we're thinking is that what happened over here is, since there was basar that was not living flesh, that started to decay, and it decayed because it itself was not living. And then it spread now So it's sort of like we find gangrene. Something that is decayed now will spread. But then that would mean that it isn't the decay of a mate, it's the decay of dead flesh, of the archaic. So that's what I'm asking. Is that metar take? And that question stands. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, ubar b'me'ei isha. How about a woman who is pregnant with a fetus and dies? The two are buried, the body is buried, obviously, with the fetus inside. So now my question is, if these two bodies, so to speak, were reduced to dust, have a gilgalin, is the uber, is the fetus considered to be a mixture of another body? Olo, if it's a mixture, of course, then there's no din of rakav. So we might be able to look at it as two bodies that were buried together and takes away the rakav. Or we might say that since the uber is in the mother, it's considered to be basically part of her body. So do we say, even the Amar ubar yerech imoho, that for certain halakas, an ubar is viewed as being a part of the mother's body, hilkav gufahu, it's considered to be a part of her body, v'lo have a gilgalin, just like any part of the mate's own body is not gilgalin, odilma kimid is sofa batseik. Or do we say, well, I mean, it's not going to be there permanently. Had she lived, she would have had to deliver this fetus at one point or another. So mifresh parish minei, it's considered to be something that is a different organism. It's the equivalent of two bodies buried together. And then it would be nasa gilgal. Furthermore, the imtim tzalom ubar de sofalatzeit is considered to be mifresh parish mina. Let's assume for a moment that the answer to that question is that something that is meant to come out is considered to be now part of that body. I have a different, not a part of that body, and it's separate, and therefore creates gilgalin. I have a different question. How about shichvat zera b'me'isha? I mean, here we're talking about an uber. That uber was formed from sperm and egg. But how about if you have now sperm that had not been kalut? In other words, there was no conception, and you simply have shichvat zera that could have continued now had the woman continued to live, and it would have fertilized now an ovum. So mahu miyamin nekimin delo itzar. Do we say since it hasn't yet created anything that is working towards a vlad, it's simply part of the body of this woman at this point. It hasn't become separated out, so it's kigufa dami, because it's not going to be sofola tzeit in and of itself, and it's not nasid gilgalin, it's just like a liquid in the body. Do we say, since sperm obviously came from somewhere else, lo, it's not considered to really be part of her body like her own body fluid would be. Boy, Rav Papa has, I have another problem. How about pirsha? How about the stomach contents, which is now going to obviously decay together with the body? Mahu. Kivin de lo mekaima, but lo akla. Do we say, well, she couldn't live without stomach contents, so it's considered to be part of the body's needs. And that's chayuto, that's part of that which provides energy and life to that body, in which case we can't view it as being separate. Do we say, well, just you were willing to say that sperm comes from elsewhere. Bottom line is that this food comes from elsewhere, and it's not part of her body yet. And therefore, it would become gilgalin. I got another problem. How about skin? Oro, how about the skin of a maid? Mao, do we say that that skin is mevato tumat rakav, because it's not an organ that has basar gidim atzamot, or not? How about liquids such as kichovinio? How about his phlegm? How about his saliva? Mao. What in the world is all of this supposed to mean? I don't understand. So then, in other words, what all of these people are raising is the possibility that there's no such thing as rakav. I mean, for heaven's sakes, we'd never be able to have a case where there's no stomach contents, there's no mucus, there's no skin. So what are we talking about over here? I mean, Isak, that's kolanit karma havig yogalin. If lamaisa, these things are viewed as separate and therefore destructive to the din of rakav, so then, rakav de metameich mashkachet lo. There's no such thing. What you're saying is there's no such thing as rakav. That would be metame. Says, no, there is. It would have to be the ashkaya made to come here. That before he died, he was given something that completely cleans out the digestive system. is mind that comes from underneath the kalim, and therefore there would be no stomach contents, and Vesachya Nasha, his entire body, would have had to have all of the hair removed with a depilatory, Shloka b'mei Tveria, and then he would have to have been boiled b'mei Tveria, which is boiling hot, again, obviously after he died, but before he was buried. So at that point, what's buried is pure, no skin left, no stomach contents left, is all dried out because of the shlika, so there's no other liquids left. And now he's allowed to decay, and maybe that's the only part. Rabbi says, Naktino, we have a Kabbalah, basically, that the din is that a mech techanot, if a mate was actually ground up until he became afar, so, but he didn't become afar through decay, he became afar through a process of grinding. Ein lo rakav. That is not considered to be rakav. It's only if the rakav comes through the natural process of decay rather than through anything mechanical. Yibayelo. But the question is still raised in the yeshiva. How about if it was ground up? V'chaz aver hirkiv. No. And then what was left, the remains that had been ground up, are now decayed. And now we have rakav. Does that have a din of rakav or not? It's midi hutayma el de'ika bosa ginim v'atzomis ve'a'ika. I mean, basically, what we said is, a mate is metame if he has bosa ginim v'atzomis. And this mate obviously does. There's flesh, there's bone, and there's sinew. It's just that it's been ground up. Oh, Dilma, or is that halacha, that you need to have a mate? A subtle issue. Or perhaps v'dilma kivriyato be'inan, or perhaps we need, in order to have rakav, we need to have a naturally decayed mate. And obviously a mate that was first ground up and then decayed is not considered to be rakav kivriyato. And therefore it should not be metame as rakav. Take that question also stands. Doni ula bar chanina. Meche chaser. Ula bar chanina says, if a body was missing one of its parts, ein lo rakav, velo tvusa, doesn't have a din of rakav, it also doesn't have a din of tvusa. The din of tvusa means to grab something, to hold on to something, like litvus. And that is a halacha that someone who finds a body, he has to bury that body together with the afar that was beneath that. We learned that out actually from Yaakov, who told Yosef and the Satani, mi Mitzrayim, which means take Mitzrayim with me, so that there are some of the elements of the mate and liquids and so on, that the afar that's underneath directly of the mate becomes part of the mate, and that's a shear of three etzpaot of the afar, that even that's soft, the whole, anything that's soft, but even hard afar, which had never been shoveled, nonetheless, three etzvot are taken with him. So that is only true if the entire body is tofes that area. But if there's part of the body that's missing, there's no tvusa, nor is there a din of shchunat kvarot. A din of shchunat kvarot, as we're going to see later on, is that if you have a discovery of a three meitim, and that within a certain shear, as you have between 4 and 8 amas between them, and so on. So that place is considered to be what's called an area of kvarot, and it's prohibited to move those mitim away, and then there's a din of bedika that you have to check 20 amot to the side, see if there's other mitim, and so on. That halacha does not apply to a body that is missing a piece. Asks the Gemara Meitve, it says beferush in the Mishnah, that is in Idiot, over there, there's a machloket tana'im about kezayit hamet, basar, that came off of an aver, where that aver had been removed from a living body. Whether kezayit basar is metamid the same din as the aver that comes from a chayr, and so it has the same as kezayit mate, as if kezayit minamet, or not. So Rebbe Eliezer says there in the Mishnah that it's metamid. Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Nechunya hold that it's tahar. So now, in that Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer brings a raya to his opinion that it is metame, from the din of Kezayit Basar, where a Kezayit Basar that was purished from an Aver of a mate is Metamik Tumat Mate, and he says that should be the same thing that would be true about a Kezayit Basar that comes from an Aver of an Achai, to which they respond to him, and this is the point that we now click in which they said to him, Lo, it's no comparison. Lorim Armit. I mean, the thing that you're saying, if you're going to tell me about a Kezayit Basar that came from an Aver of a mate, that's because mate, we're talking about a number of different chumrot, Chiyeshlo Rov, where you've got a special din of Rov Minyano, and Rov Minyano, as we saw earlier, and a din of Rov Avatzamot, and we have a din of Melot Tarvad Rakav. But you certainly cannot judge that, therefore, the same level of Tuma, in this case the Kezayit Basar, Tomer Bachai She'en Lo, Lo Rov, Velo Rova, Velo Melo Tarvad Rakav. So you see from here that you cannot learn, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, the din of Kezayit Basar that is Porish from an Avrim and Achai, from a Kezayit Basar that's Porish from an Avrim and Amate. Now, asks the Gemara, for our purposes, explain to me, Mehechidani, when you're saying that there's no Rakav, you're saying Ein Rakav, there's no din of Rakav, Melotar Vad Rakav, from an Avrim and Achai. So you're saying that is something that makes it not as chomer as an Avrim min Hamate. So in other words, we're talking about where one particular Avrim decayed. And we're saying, in the case of Achai, that's not Matami. But in the equivalent case, I mean, that seems to be what it's saying, the equivalent case to Kavate Gabi Mate, then even Chad Avrim Ikar Rakav. So you see from here, so not only do you not need a body that is complete, but even a single Avrim would form the Rakav, if there's a Melot Tarvat, and therefore it's completely the opposite of what Ula Bar Chanina said, that if you're Choser, there's no dinner of Rakav. Says the Gemara, you know, you're making that assumption. We're not saying that in the exact same case, Mikatani, Ha Mate, did it say that in the Mishnah, your implication? Aha! But in the same case of a mate, that case that we're talking about, that is to say, an Avrim and a mate, there would be Tumat Rakav, that's not what it says. All that it's trying to say is that there is such a din of Rakav, Kamashman, Shumate, Yeshu Rakav. There is a case where, at least where you're dealing with a dead body, you're dealing with Rakav. But you never find Rakav with a living body. That's the point. So it's saying you cannot judge a din of an Aver from a living body from an Aver from a dead body. Boy, Rav. Shumchai in lo Rakav. Nothing alive would have Rakav. Boy, Rav. Another question that Rava had. How about if a person had gangrene and a particular part of the Adam was Yerkiv Kishuhu Chai, while it was connected to his body, it now decayed, the Chazer Omet, and then ultimately the patient actually died. Now the rest of the body is decaying. I mean, but the question is that decay that decayed in life considered to be now gangrenous remains Rakav of a mate? Do we say Kikumiri Rakav Dirkiv Kishumate? Is the meaning of Rakav decayed flesh that decayed after the death of the entire organism? Or do we say no, it's the decay of a corpse? And right now there is a corpse. Tashma. Let us bring Raya now from that same Mishnah that we had in Idiot a moment ago, where they said to him, Lo, imamat b'meit sheyesh lo rov v'rov v'melo tarvad rakav, tom b'chai she'en lo, etc., etc. Right? So there is no melo rakav by an Avrim min hachai. Now you see from there that the only point is, taima mishum chai. The reason there's no rakav is because the individual is alive. So that means only so long as he is alive. Mashma, that in the exact same case, if the organ had been removed, and then the organism dies as well, Hamait Yeshlo Rakav. So doesn't that show that it's just that there cannot be Rakav when the organism lives, but there is Rakav, even though it came separately, when the organism dies? No, says the Gemara, Mikatani, that implication, quote, Hamait, in this situation, Yeshlo Rakav. It doesn't say that at all. All it's saying is, Akamashim, the Shum Mate Yeshlo Rakav, there is such a thing as Rakav by a mate, but perhaps it's only a mate that completely decayed after death. And shum chai ain't a rakav. And certainly something that is a living, there's no din of rakav, that's for sure. Now the question is, what the din might be, I mean, in this case, cannot be proven from here. The Gemara now brings another interrelated suffix, and that is, although it's not nogea over here, the dinim of Tumah perhaps, but it would be nogea the dinim of how to view wholeness in an organism. Simboi rova nimalasha chasra. Let's say that you pulled off the legs of an ant. Okay, it still gets along. We pulled off a leg. Ma. Now, loch is normally, of course, in order to be over in this or vachila, you need a kezayit, unless the thing that you're eating is an organism. That's called a birya. So if it's a complete organism, then certainly you're chayiv. Now, the question is, in this case, it is no longer a complete organism, this ant. It's certainly not a kezayit. So the question is this sufficient to be mechayev me, because it's still walking around and acting as an organism, or is it chaser? So do we say, shiura gemirin lo? This halacha that you're chayev in a birya is because a birya has a particular shiur. In other words, whatever the normal shape, form, and fullness of the organism is, that is the shiur that was given. In this case, if I pulled off a leg, then it's a chaser. It's now missing. Or is it just a din in an organism, a functioning organism, birya? So is it that birya gemirile? In that case, we do have a functioning organism. I mean, maybe a leg short, but still manages to get around, and so on and so forth. And that va'ika. So even if I cut it off, you still have a living organism. Omer Rav Yehuda midiskarta, I shall bring you a raya from a braita, tashma. The Torah, the Braita here darshans the pasuk that appears in the din of Tumat Shratzim, and we're comparing this to the din of Tumah as well, even though we weren't talking about the din of Tumah, at least according to most Mefarshim. So it says in the Torah, Eila hatmeim lachem b'chol hasheretz, kol hanogean, get this word, kol hanogea bahem. Anybody who teaches them bimotam in their death, yitma da'aret, mayhem, whatever falls from them, yitma. So now, that seems to be a contradiction. I mean, either it's them as they are, or it's a part of them, mayhem. Which one is it? So now, says the Braita, let's start with the word bahem. Now that seems to be saying, yochol bekulam, you'll have to touch an entire, a whole, an intact organism. Talmud Lomar, no. But the pasuk continues to say, kol asher yipol alav mehem. So mehem means only part. Ah, but if it says only part, you mehem. So you might think, any part, yochol miktzatam, talmud lomar bahem. On the other hand, this very same pasuk refers to touching them. Therefore, what must we be talking about? Okay, tzad. The only way to resolve this contradiction is to say that the meaning is, ad shi yagia b'miktzatan shuba kikulan. You have indeed the negia of a sheretz, although, but that part, that miktzatan, is the equivalent of the sheretz shalem. And what would that be? The shear would be a lentil. Why a lentil? Because what we say is, there is a minimal first step among all the shemona shrasim, the tiniest living variety, as it first becomes visible and alive, is a chomet, a snail, in which it begins its life at the shir tchilat briyato bika adasha. So therefore, upon hatching, it's the shir of an adasha, and that shows that an adasha is considered to be the equivalent of an entire organism, and therefore you could see that it's a shir. So Shmamina Shiura Gamirala, it's a shiur, and it's not just a whole organism, because if it were, I mean a living organism, because if it were a living organism, come hell or high water, so then you take a chomet, pull off its antennae. It's still going to be a living organism, but it's less than a kadasha now. Since what we're saying is that the shiur is an adasha, so obviously we have to deal with the organism as a whole. And therefore, not just as a living, but rather as an organism which is complete and intact as it is meant to be, which is a shear. Omrib Shemaya, no, come on, don't compare the two. I mean, here we're talking about a fundamental yesod of what that shiur is. You're telling me that shiur is the shiur of the organism as it naturally is found to be alive. I mean, yes, that's certainly true. Kiba ina shiura, I mean, to define the shiur of a tumah of a sheretz, bekadasha, that is a shiur of debidelo avikadasha, lo metamidi lo nafla baneshama. Fact is that something that is beginning its life would not be alive if it wouldn't be at least a shiur of an adasha and be a sheretz. Aval nafla baneshama, where you've got something that is already living, and it is a birya, and you pulled something off of it, then it may not make any difference, even if you cut off its foot. I mean, they're low. Since its life is not dependent on this particular organ, and it continues to function as a living organism, we still have to wonder. That is a valid question. The question stands and has not been resolved. Hezel mech yesh la rakav, mech nikbar aron ba'aron shoshaya sho agabei ritzpa shel avanim, zel mech yesh la rakav, nikbar bechsuto ba'aron shalaitzo agabei ritzpa shel levanim, zel mech yesh la rakav, omer ula in rakav, el haba min habasar min hagidim u min ha'atzamot. Ez ve rav ala ula, rakav haba min habasar tahor, ha min ha'etzem tamei, v'yaf agabda like a basar, no, imahachi. Rakav haba min habasar alone is tahor, at yesh etzem bebasar. Aleka gidim. That doesn't matter, because yev shel habasar atzamot b'lo gidim. Omer shvu barav, omer Rabbi Yochanan, shnei meitim shekavram zeim zen, na'aser galgalin zel hazeh. And therefore it's not matame. Matim Rav Natan, Rakava ba mishnei meitim tame. Yomarova, that's talking about where each one kavru zeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. And then you join them together after v'rikivu v'amdo malot arvad rakav together. Omer Abba bar Bachan Omer Biyochra, gazas sa'aro v'kvoro imo na'asa lo galgalim. Tanan hatam kosh v'beitame chutz min ha'shinayim v'ha'seyar v'yatziporin. U'bashat chiburan kulam tmeim. Boi chizkia. Sa'aro ha'omed legaleach, tzipor na'omed legazez. Mai. Mi amrina kol ha'omed legazez ki gazuz dami, odil ma'ashtem yaw mechubor. V'nifshat lo'im min rabba barbachana, taimo mishum, de gazaz, ha'lo gazaz lo. No, ha'chi koma gazaz, ha'rezer galgalim, lo gazaz, bi boi leba, I don't know. Boi reb yirmiyo, rakav haba min ha'ekev mao, ki gamrina rakav haba mikul, imet avodati min ha'ekev lo. Odil ma'loshno, Toshmada Tony Rabbi Natum Rabbi Yoshaya Rakava Bavishne mitim tame, Visa great Rabba Minake Vlo, Zilaka Dilma Deraka Kevkati Vaka Vilma Deraka Kevkati, and therefore should not be Matami. Idir Kev Kule made you absolutely right, Vikati Deraka Kevakinami. My question is Acha, Kigon Darkiv Karever, Vikati Deraka Kev, my take. Boy Rabirmia, Uber Bemeisha Havigalina Lo. Kimin Yamamar Uber Yarach Imam Yokoklo, because Yokok Gufehu, Velo Havigalin, Odilma Kimin the Sofa, let's take me first Porshmina. Vim Tim Salomar Uber, the Sofa, let's take me first Porshmina. How about Sheikh Razara Bime Ishama? Me Amina Kimin the Lo Yitza, Kigufa Dame, Odilma, nonetheless, it's me Alma Kaati, and therefore Lo. Boy Ruf Papa, Pir Shama, Kimin the Lo Mekaima, but the Lo Uchla. So it's part of the functioning chiyuta of the body, chiyuto. Odilma, onami mi amati, and that's what counts. Boy, ravacha, bereda, ravika. How about his skin? That's, I mean, his skin is an organ without basagimimu, viyatzamot mao. Boy, ravuna bar manoach, kichovenio mao. Omle, shmul baracha, rav papa. What none of this makes any sense? I mean, he's a kataita. That kol ani, the gamri, avagalgalin. So where is there ever a case where a mate would be bitami barakaf? Rakav de Metame, Echad de Mashkachad. It's talking about the Ashkai made the Galim in life. Vesachi and Asha to remove all hair. Veshalka be made Tveria to remove all skin. Or Barabai and Akhtina made Shetechanao, Ein lo Rakav, Iboilo, Techanao vechazar v'yirkiv mao. Midi utaim elo de Ika basar gidim v'atzamot, and that is certainly the Ika. Or do we say that the Ika has to be Kibriyato b'inan and Leka? Take. Tani yulo bar chanina, made Shechazar, Ein lo Rakav. Velo tvusa, velo shkunat kivarot. Meit velo imamet bemeit yesh lo rov, velo vatsam odum, velo tarvad rakav. Tomer b'chai she'in lo rov, velo rova, velo melo tarvad rakav. So now I ask you, echidami, I mean, clearly it's talking about the same case, no? Dir kiv chadever, dekavot egavimeit, avil chadever, ikarakav. No, mikatani, a maid in this case, this particular maid, the kamashman, shum maid, then somewhere there is a case where there, at least a maid can have a rakav, where there's no case of a chai, shum chai, in a rakav, boy rav. Kirkiv kishu chai v'chazar v'maid, ma'o. Kigamiri rakav, the irkiv kishu maid, odim ahashtim yomayit. Tashma, lo imamrit b'meit sheyesh lo rov v'rov v'melo tarvad rakav. Tomar b'chai, taima mishum d'chai. Okay, but meit, yesh lo rakav. Mikatani, your diak of ha-meit, etc. Now, kamashul, under shum meit, yesh lo rakav, shum chai in lo rakav. Boy rov, nimala shechasra ma'o. Shi'ur ha-gamir in lo, v'chaser, obiri ha-gamir in lo, and that, it's still working, so ha-ika. Omer Rav Yehuda midiskarta tashma b'hem yachol b'kulan tam b'meyam imeyam yachol miktzatan b'vabayam. Haketzad, what's the resolution? Ad shi'yiga b'miktzatan shukikulan v'shi'aru chachamim b'ka'adasha shiken achom et chilat b'riyato b'ka'adasha shma mina shi'uri gemurila. Omer shmaya ki b'inan shi'ura debedalo havi ke'adasha lo metamya delo nafla b'meshama. But nafla b'neshama, that point, look, I mean, over there, since it's still alive, so there you still have a question that hasn't been resolved.